Ksivos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksivos Bavli, Daf Kavov. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samaches Madalas, on the fourth line, Rabbi Chizkiah. Rabbi Chizkiah b'shem Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Haya Doirish, Shloisha Mekuyos Leshevach. Rabbi Chizkiah, quoting Rabbi Acha, said that Rabbi used to expound three verses favorably. Teshev b'pesach einayim, v'efshekein, afil azonus v'azonus ein oisekein ela, she'shtalta eineha, Lepesach shekol einayim mitzapos lo. The pasuk says in Bereishis, Perek Lamed Ches, pasuk Yedalad, and she sat at the crossroads. Can we say this? Even the ultimate harlot does not do so, means sit in such an open place. Rather, she put her eyes on the opening that all eyes hope to it, means the gates of Shemayim. Amar lefanav ribono shel olam, al eitz yirikam mibe'aseh. Tamar said to Hashem, Master of the world, let me not leave this house empty without children. Tavaache v'teshev v'pesach einayim, Alternatively, the phrase "v'teshuv b'pesach einayim" means she opened the eyes for him, explaining why there's no issa because she said, "I'm single and I am tahira." Ve'eli zokein ma'oid v'goyme et asher yishkavun yashkivun ksiv. The pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph Perek Beis, pasuk Chaf Beis, and Eli was very old, and that they lay with. It's written by yashkivun. The sons of Eli, it looks like they lay with the ladies who came to bring korbanos, but rather we say they did not lie with them, rather they caused them to lie down, means they stayed overnight at the Mishkan rather than going home. Amar Rebbe Shahayu Anoshim Mevios Kineihem Netahev Al Baaleihem Bahir Meshayim Oisam Umalale Aleihem Hakosov Kiiluhen Shrichven Himon. Rebbe says that women used to bring their kinim, their bird offerings, to become tohor to their husbands, and Eli's sons didn't offer them the same day and delayed them, so the verse attributes to them as if they actually lay with them. Amar Rav Tanchuma, Hadar hi du mekanter loin, lama tevaatu bezivri v'minchasi, in temer aviru chamur yeshkan mavricha menachamur mekanter mekala. Rav Tanchuma brings support. Hashem rebuked them, as the pasuk says there in pasuk Chavtes. Why then do you kick at my sacrifice and at my meal offering? And if you say that there was a severe aviru of adultery, does one evade the stringent and rebuke for the lenient? The pasuk there says also in Shmuel Perek Ches pasuk Gimel, and his sons did not go in his way. Shmuel's sons took maaseh and judge, which resembles a bribe. Amar Rachya mevichasa haisa iveres v'hayu manichim sochi isor v'iskim v'agmatya. Rachya says a caravan would pass, and they would abandon the needs of Esau and engage in business.